And I'm praying silence to prepare our hearts.
Amen.
Amen.
哈利路亚, 奉主耶稣圣名, 我们继续安息圣日下午的聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall continue with our afternoon Sabbath service.
一起来唱赞美诗 83首。
Let's continue to sing hymn 83.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们一次, 在一起, 同心跪下来祷告。
We're going to kneel down and pray in one accord.
如同, 我们在上午一样, 求主耶稣亲自来带领祝福我们的聚会。
Just as we have done in the morning, let us also pray for God's guidance and His blessings during the service.
借着我们所听的道理来辨明我们所处的时代。
Through the word of the Lord that we are going to partake, let us discern the time.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
如果我们兄姐有注意到最近的新闻媒体的报道。
If you pay close attention to recent news,
大概 大家最有趣的一个话题还是有关这个世界末日的来到这个话题。
You will come across the topic about the Lord's second coming.
在台湾有一个叫王老师的，他预言啊， 5月11号，这个世界末日会来到。
There is a Mr. Wang in Taiwan who predicted that the end of the world would come on May 11th.
说会发生14级的大地震。
And he claimed that there would be an earthquake to the 14 Richter scale.
台湾呢, 会断成两半。
And Taiwan, the island of Taiwan, would break into two.
所以他在台湾的地理的中心位置南投的地方买了100多个货柜。
And so he bought over 100 containers in 南投, Taiwan.
来储藏很多的粮食、水还有燃料。
And he kept a lot of provisions, including water, food, and fuel in these containers.
那还有很多人跟听信他的也在同样的地方。 买的这个货柜改成了房子。
And many people heeded to his advice and also bought containers that they turned into homes.
那5月11号那一天呢, 很多的媒体甚至群众都在那一边在等候啊, 到底世界末日是不是如同这个王老师所说的会来到。
On May 11th, many people, including reporters, gathered around that place to see if that earthquake was going to happen.
那结果我们都晓得这个末日没有到了。
Of course it didn't.
王老师的预言跳票了。And
his prophecy, quote-unquote, failed to come to pass.
事后他辩称他从来没有说 5月11号 末日会到，是他喝醉的时候说过了。And
so after the fact, he retorted that he never claimed that May 11th was the day of the end of the world. He made that statement while he was drunk.
反倒怪这个媒体炒作这个新闻。And
he blamed the media for exaggerating the claim.
但是他必须要面对这个警方的调查。 他有没有借着这个预言来进行这个敛财的事实。
But he is currently under police investigation to see if he took the opportunity to take advantage of the public.
那无独有偶的我们美国也是相当有名气的这个社区的电台 Family Radio的创办人 Pastor Camping 他也预言这个末日要来到。
And not so coincidentally, the founder of Family Radio, Harold Camping, also predicted the second coming of the Lord.
他预言是今天,末日就到了。
And supposedly, according to him, the end of the world will come today.
5月21号,大概5点多吧。
May 21st, around 5 p.m.
那距离现在大概差不多4个小时不到。
In less than 4 hours, this world is supposed to come to an end.
说末日会来到。
He claims that this will be the end of the world.
哦，会有的空前的大地震。
And there will also be an unprecedented earthquake.
哦，使这个之前哦，日本的这个哦，九级的大地震啊，就相形失色。
It's going to be so severe that the earthquake in Japan will pale in comparison.
哦，那届时啊，哦，相信他这个预言的人啊，哦，都要被主耶稣哦，先提到天国去的。
And he claims that those who believe in his prophecy will be taken by the Lord first.
哦，那其他不相信的人就会留在地面上受苦受灾。
And those who do not believe will suffer persecution and other calamities in this world.
哦，直到十月份哦，这个哦全啊这个整个哦宇宙哈会毁灭啊为止。
They will continue to suffer in this world.Until October, at which time the entire universe will be destroyed.
哦，大家就拭目以待了啊、哦。
We'll see.
好、哦，那啊、因为这个 Pastor Camping 哦，之前你曾经预言过一次世界末日哈、哦，在1994年，但是跳票了、哦、
In fact,、Pastor Harold Camping also made a prediction back in 1994, which did not come to pass as well.
哦，他后来他辩称啊，是他算错了。
And he claimed afterward that he miscalculated the date.
哦，那有关这个末日的预言呢、啊？哦，跟预言所造成的恐慌哦，想必啊，哦，带给这个社会、这个世界哦，很大的一个冲击。
And I believe the scare that these prophecies bring about.This society has a huge impact.
哦，这些预言家他们各有所根据。
And these predictors of future have their prophecies based on something.
哦，根据天象的观测。
Whether it be astrology.
哦，或者是啊这个古书的记载。
Or ancient records.
哦，像这个。中国什么《易经》啊，或者是这个啊，玛雅文化哈，这2012哈。
Such as the Chinese 易经 or the Mayan civilization regarding 2012.
好，那更有人哦啊，说是根据圣经的记载。
And in fact, some other people claim that their prophecies are based upon the Bible.
好，那到底圣经是不是真的有这样的记载？
But does the Bible really record the end of the world as they claim?
啊，那对于主耶稣的第二次的再来，啊，有什么样的征兆
？And what are the signs that will come before the end of the world?
哦，那个日子是不是可以预知啊
？Will that day be predicted?
哦，还有我们要怎么样来回应？
And how should we respond to the end of the world?
好，所以小弟啊，想借着下午啊聚会的时间，哦，跟我们兄姐们哦，从圣经啊来看主再来的日子。
So I will utilize this afternoon session to discuss with our brothers and sisters, regarding the last day of the world.
哦，那首先啊，我们来啊谈一谈哦，为什么说主的再来？
First of all, let us talk about the second coming of the Lord.
哦，因为主耶稣已经来过一次了。
Our Lord Jesus has come once already.
哦，就是道成了肉身来到世上。
He is the Word made flesh and came to this world.
哦，在人来看，哦，他是大卫的子孙，啊，是木匠约瑟的儿子。
From a fleshly perspective, he is a descendant of David and a carpenter by trade.
哦，大概在2000年前降生在。啊，这个以色列的伯利恒。
And he was given birth at Bethlehem about 2,000 years ago.
好、哦，他在人世间啊、传道啊、后来啊、这个被钉十字架哦，然后复活升天。
He began his ministry, and after a few years was persecuted and crucified, and he was taken up to heaven.
哦，成就了神的救恩。
He consummated the salvation of God.
哦，叫世上的人们呐、啊，能够借着相信、信靠他而得救。
so that the people of the world can receive salvation through believing in him.
哦，这是主的第一次降临啊。
This is the very first time our Lord Jesus came to this world.
哦，那我们现在要谈的是这个第二次的啊，再来哦，降临。
Now, we're going to talk about his second coming.
哦，那主耶稣的第二次再来跟第一次就不一样了。
Jesus' second coming will be vastly different from the very first time.
哦，第一次耶稣的降生啊，是局部的。
In the first time, Jesus' birth affected only a portion of this world.
哦，只有以色列哦，伯利恒那边的人知道。
His birth was only known to the people in Israel and Bethlehem.
哦，但是第二次的再临啊，却是全世界的人都知道。
But when Jesus comes again, the entire world will know about it.
我们来看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
一章第七节。
Chapter 1, verse 7.
启示录的一章七节。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 7.
七节看哪、啊，他驾云降临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的，阿们。
Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be, amen.
哦，这里告诉我们主耶稣的第二次再临，哦，是普世性的。
This verse tells us that the second coming of the Lord is universal.
哦，是大家都知道的。
Everyone will know about it.
全人类都要看见的。
All humankind will see it.
哦，不是这个。局部的片面的。
It is not only parochial or at a local level.
哦，主耶稣在告诉啊他的门徒有关他再临的这个征兆。
Our Lord Jesus Christ instructed his disciples regarding the signs of the end time.
哦，特别有提到这一点。
He especially mentioned this point.
来看马太福音的二十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew 24.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew 24.
二十六节
，verse 26。
二十六节，若有人对你们说：“看那、啊、基督在旷野里”，你们不要出去；或说：“看那、啊、基督在内屋中”，你们不要信。二十七节
，27。
闪电从东啊东边发出，直照到西边；人子降临也要这样。哦，在这里啊，主耶稣告诉当时的门徒。
Here our Lord told the disciples of that time.
哦，在末日啊，必有假基督、假先知啊，要起来迷惑人呢。
That in the end time there will be false Christ and false Jesus to deceive people.
哦，他们要告诉人们说，看呐、啊，基督在这里哟，看呐、啊，基督在那里哟。
There will be people who will claim there he is out in the desert, or here he is in the inner rooms.
哦，耶稣说啊，你们不要相信哦。
Do not believe it, our Lord Jesus says.
哦，就像啊，这个闪电从东边发出，直照到西边呢、啊。
For as lightning that comes from the east is invisible.
哦，所有的人都看得见的。
Even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man.
哦，不是啊，少数人知道的哦。
Not only a few selected people will know about his second coming.
哦，所以人子降临也要这样。
Likewise, when the Son of Man comes,
哦，大家都看得见，大家都晓得的。
Everyone will see it and know it.
哦，这个是主耶稣第二次的再来跟第一次不一样的地方。
And this is one of the major differences between his first and second coming.
哦，所以如果有人说啊啊，耶稣老早就来了，哦，耶稣啊是啊降生在哦哪个国家或哪个地方。
So if someone claims that our Lord Jesus Christ has already come and was born at a certain place,
哦，我们呢不要上当哦。
Let us not be deceived.
哦，这个有一些要假借基督教的名义的宗教。
There are some other religions out there who make claims, false claims based on Christianity.
哦，宣告啊，他就是第二基督啊。
These religions will claim that their founders are the second Christ.
哦，前面那个耶稣啊，好、哦、失败了。
And the very first Jesus had failed.
哦，所以天父啊，哦，在差遣我来呀、啊，哎，哦，创办这个教会。
And that is why God sends me as the second Christ to establish a church.
哦，所以基督啊，老早就已经来了，就是我了。
So Christ has come for the second time, and he is me.
啊，我跟我的太太啊，哦，是你们的曾父母。
And I and my wife are your true parents.
哦，所以啊，你们要向我祷告，要供奉我们。
So you should pray to me and offer to me.
我们所知道的统一教就是这样的主张哦。
And this is what
这个文显明的这个统一教啊，韩国的哈文显明的统一教。
Unitarians belief.
他们好像有一个特别的名字哈，我忘记了
哦。They have a special name for that denomination.
哦，所以哈，我们从圣经我们就晓得这样的主张啊，哦，已经违背圣经了。
And we know that such claims are contrary to the teachings of the Bible.
哦，主耶稣再来是大家都看得见、都晓得的。
And everyone will be able to see and know the second coming of the Lord.
哦，那耶稣为什么要再来
？Why is it that our Lord Jesus has to come again?
哦，他来一次完成救恩不就好了吗？为什么还要再来呢？
If he has already completed salvation the first time around, why is he coming the second time?
哦，耶稣第二次再来的目的是什么
？What is the purpose of Jesus' second coming?
那我们来看启示录的十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation 11.
启示录十一章。
Revelation 11.
十五节。
Verse 15.
到十八节。
To 18.
十五节，第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：“世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远。”十六节
，16，
在神面前坐在自己位上的二十四长老就俯伏于地敬拜神。十七节说
：“17，
昔在今在的主神全能者啊，我们感谢您。”因你执掌大权做王了，十八节。
18，
外邦发怒，你的愤怒也临到了，审判死人的时候也到了。你的仆人众先知和众圣徒，凡敬畏你名的人，连大带小得赏赐的时候也到了。你败坏那一些败坏世界之人的时候也到了。我们从这段经文可以做。一个分析，为什么主耶稣再来啊
？From these verses, we can see why our Lord Jesus will come again.
哦，主耶稣再来要成就三件事情。
Our Lord Jesus will come the second time to fulfill three things.
哦，第一件就是要接信靠他的信徒啊，到他那里去。
First of all, he will take all his believers to him.
主耶稣在约翰福音的十四章二到三节那边告诉当时的门徒。
十四章。In John chapter 14, verse 2 and 3, our Lord Jesus told his disciples.
说我去原是为你们预备地方啊。
I go to prepare a place for you.
又讲说就必要再来接你们到那里去，我在那里叫你们也在那里啊。
And he continued to say, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
所以从这里我们知道，主再来的目的啊，就是要接我们到天国去。
So the very first purpose of Jesus' second coming is to take us back to him.
让我们与主在一起。
That way we can be with the Lord again.
这是主再来的第一个目的。
This is the very first purpose of his second coming.
第二个目的。
The second purpose.
要来施行审判。
Is to exercise judgment.
要来施行报应。
And to exercise vengeance.
耶稣第一次来是拯救的主。
Jesus came into this world the very first time to be the savior of the world.
第二次再来是审判的主。
But in the second time, he will be the Lord of judgment.
他第二次再来只拯救那一些已经相信并且等候主的人呢。
And he will come again to rescue all those who believe in him and are awaiting his salvation.
那第一次是给所有的人。
But in the first time, our Lord Jesus brought salvation to the entire world.
那第二次只是为了那些相信等候他的人。
In the second time, salvation is only given to those who believe in him and waited for him.
啊，对于不相信他的这些罪人呢，耶稣就要扮演审判主的角色了。
For those sinners who do not believe in him, they will have to face the Lord's judgment.
好，所以主的第二次再来是为了审判世人而来的。
And so Jesus Christ will come the second time to judge the people of the world.
好，那主第二次再来的第三个目的啊。
The third reason for Jesus' second coming.
哦，是为了要结束罪恶的世代。
Is to end this sinful generation.
好，所以刚刚我们所读的启示录十一章那边告诉我们。
So Revelation 11 tells us.
好，你败坏那些败坏世界之人的时候也就到了。
He will destroy those who destroy the earth.
哦，这个世界啊，因为罪而被破坏。
This world has been destroyed by sin.
哦，全世界都握在那个恶者的手下。
And the entire world falls under the hand of Satan, the evil one.
哦，所以主的新天新地要实现，就必须要把这个罪恶的世代做个结束。
So in order to fulfill the new heaven and new earth by our Lord Jesus, the sinful world will have to come to an end.
好，我们从圣经知道，这个结束不是改造，而是毁灭。
We know that the end of the world is destruction and not transformation.
哦，这个目前呢，有一些基督教派，哦，他们主张没有末日。
There are some Christian denominations that claim that there is no end day.
哦，他们认为啊，哦，全世界啊，所有的人到最后都会相信耶稣啊。
They believe that the entire world will believe in Jesus.
哦，那神啊，啊，要在这个地上建立他的王国。
And Jesus will establish his kingdom, on this earth.
哦，所以没有毁灭，没有末日。
So there's no destruction nor the last day.
哦，但是我们从圣经我们可以知道哦。
But from the Bible, we clearly understand that this is not the case.
哦，我们来看这个彼得后书啊。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
三章第十节。
Verse 10.
彼得后书三章十节。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必有大啊，天必大有响声废去，有行职的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽。十一节。
11.
这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该怎么样圣洁，怎样敬虔？十二节。
12.
切切仰望神的日子来到。在那日，天被火烧就消化了，有行职的都要被烈火融化。好，十三节。
13.
但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有意居在其中。好，在这里告诉我们，好，在末日主耶稣第二次再来的时候。
During the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，所有属物质的啊，通通要被火焚烧啊，消化。
All elements will be destroyed by fire.
哦，那神的新天新地啊，哦，这个属灵的国度啊，才要来到。
And the new heaven and the new earth will come.
哦，所以主耶稣第二次再来，是为了要结束这个罪恶的世代而来。
So Jesus' second coming is also for the purpose of ending this wicked generation.
哦，所以为什么主耶稣要第二次再来哦？
So why does our Lord Jesus Christ come the second time?
哦，是来做审判的。
He is here to judge.
是来结束罪恶的世代。
He is here to end this wicked generation.
是来接我们到他的啊天国里头。
He is here to take us back to the heavenly kingdom.
哦，所以主耶稣要第二次再来。
That is why Jesus will come the second time.
哦，那最后啊，好啊，什么时候来
？When will Jesus come again?
哦，啊，在。大概有十年前了吧，哈。
About 10 years ago.
不知道我们有没有听过这样的见证哦。
I do not know if you have heard of such testimony.
啊，说有人呐、啊，哦，这个得到神的启示啊，哦，主耶稣要再来的那个日子哦。
Someone claimed, that they saw in a vision the day that the Lord would come again.
哦，日子不知道。
Nobody knows. When that day is?
哦，那这个啊，好启示啊，是看到哦， 啊，这个写着199哦，那个位数啊，哦，发光看不见哦。
And in this vision, this person saw the numbers 199, and the last digit is not shown.
哦，啊，所以就啊，有人解读哦，主耶稣第二次再来是1990到1999。
And so someone interpreted this vision as the Lord will come again during the period of 1990 to 1999.
哦，这当中啊，主耶稣会来。
And they claim that the Lord Jesus would come during this period of time.
哦，那我们现在啊，回头看啊，也知道哈，这又是一个假预言呐，哈。
In retrospect, this is obviously a false prophecy.
哦，那到底主耶稣要来的那个日子啊，可不可知啊？
So is it even possible to know when the Lord will come again?
我们来看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
哦，同样来看24章。
Chapter 24.
26节。
Verse 26.
哦，26节说，若有人啊对你们说，看哪、啊，基督在旷野里，你们不要出去；或说，看哪、啊，基督在内屋中，你们不要信。
So if anyone tells you there he is out in the desert, do not go out. Or here he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it.
好、哦，那我们再来看，36节哦。
Verse 36.
36节，但那日子、那时辰，没有人知道哦，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
哦，所以从这两处的经文，让我们晓得啊，主在第二次再来的日子啊，哦，是没有人知道的。
From these two verses, we understand that the second coming of the Lord is unknown.
为什么主第二次再来的日子不让人家知道？
Why is it that the Lord refuses to let anyone know about the day of his second coming?
主再来啊的这个啊再来啊这么重要，为什么日子不让人知道？
If the second coming of the Lord is so important, why is it that our Heavenly Father doesn't allow us to know?
哦，第一个原因呢、啊？
The first reason,
哦，就是要让相信的人不敢哦放松啊啊，而保持警醒预备的工作。
Is that for those who believe in Him, we will continue to be vigilant and not to relax ourselves.
那我们看马太福音的25章的13节那里。
Let's turn to Matthew 25 verse 13.
哦，十三节，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰你们不知道。
Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour.
好，因为日子时辰哦不知道啊，所以人才会警醒。
It is only because we do not know the day or the hour that we keep watch.
哦，就好像说啊，哦，我们当人哦，这个知道小偷要来。
If you know when a thief is coming to your house.
啊，但是不晓得他什么时候来。
But you don't know when he will come.
哦，所以绝对没有人呐、啊，哦，敢放松哦，啊，都是会保持警醒的。
Then you will always be vigilant and watch out for the thief.
哦，在这个在啊台湾哦的以前呐、啊，啊，当时这个国民党刚哦撤退到台湾不久啊。
Many years back in Taiwan, when the KMT first retreated to Taiwan.
哦，那跟中国大陆哦，还是维持着敌对的状态。
At that time, there's an adversarial situation with mainland China.
哦，那在最前线的这个金门、马祖哦，啊，经常啊，哦，还是会有哦，啊，这个。两栖的征收的这个部队哈、啊、就是俗称的蛙人哦，啊会彼此哈、啊、到对方那边哈、啊、进行啊这个攻击呀、啊。
Back then, in the island of Jinmen and Mazu, there used to be many skirmishes among all the the quote-unquote amphibian soldiers, those who are in the Navy and those who are in the Army.
所以这个晚上站卫兵的时候，那是非常保持警醒的。So
they had to be very watchful for secret attacks.
因为一不小心，不但是个人没命，可能整个连队也都没命。And
if they are not careful, not only their lives, but also the life of the entire unit will be in jeopardy.
所以在当时，那这些站卫兵的都是非常的警醒，非常的紧张。So
the sentinels back then were very vigilant and always watch out for the enemy.
稍微有风吹草动，都不放过。And
they would be very careful about any slightest changing environment.
绝对不会打瞌睡的啦。They
would never fall asleep.
所以同样的，主耶稣再来，是个事实。It
is a fact that our Lord Jesus will come again.
但是什么时候我们不知道。But
we do not know when.
所以我们就要保持警醒。That
is why we must be vigilant.
随时做好准备。And
always be prepared.
为什么主耶稣不让我们知道他来的日子。And
this is why our Lord Jesus doesn't want us to know the day nor the hour.
那第二个原因呢？The
second reason，
就是避免他被那一些不信的人来利用做招摇撞骗的工具。Is
that so that those who do not believe in Jesus will not exploit this day to their own advantage？
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦后书。Let's
turn to Second Thessalonians。
帖撒罗尼迦后书2章的。 2到3节
Chapter 2, verse 2-3
2章第2节
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2 and 3
2节我劝你们无论有灵有言语有冒我名的书信说主的日子现在到了不要轻易动心也不要惊慌 3节
Three.
人不拘用什么法子，你们总不要被他诱惑，因为那日子以前必有离经反教的事，并有那大罪人，就是沉沦之子显露出来。第四节
Four.
他是抵挡主高抬自己，超过一切称为神的和一切受人敬拜的，甚至坐在神的殿里自称是神。 在这里告诉我们说，在主第二次再临之前，必有那个不法的人来骗人。These
verses tell us that at the end, towards the end of the world, there will be unlawful people.
或许我们弟兄姐妹会问，借着这个末日的恐慌，能够得什么好处？
And some people would question how these unlawful people would profit from the end of the world.
听说有很多人把财产统统卖掉捐给教会。
There are some people who would sell their properties and donate everything to the church.
所以有人问这个 Family Radio 的这个 Pastor Camping.
And so someone once asked Pastor Camping of Family Radio.
很多人把财产卖了，捐给你，好像有几亿美金呢。
So purportedly, he collected several $100 million in donations.
那请问你要怎么样来处理这一笔钱呢？
So someone asked Mr. Camping, how are you going to manage this sum of money?
尤其你说这个主。 主再来的日子已经到了。And
since you also claim that the day of the Lord is coming,
那到时候这些钱要怎么办？
What's going to happen to this donation?
你猜他怎么回答？
Guess what he said?
他说钱财不重要。He
said, money is not important.
传福音比较重要。Preaching
the gospel is the most important.
他不回答你的问题了。
He doesn't answer the question.
不是少数，不是一笔小这个少的这个数目哦。
It is not a minor sum of money.
哦，那更何况哈、哦、啊，其他的宗教哈、哦，假借这个末日啊，哦，这个时有所闻呢、啊。
And so there are some other denominations that would take advantage of their claims of the end of the world.
哦，所以这个也是为什么哈、哦、啊，主耶稣不让人知道他什么时候再来。
That is why our Lord Jesus doesn't want people to know when the last day will come.
哦，以免人啊、哦、借着他再来的这个日子哈、哦、来敛财来骗人。
Otherwise, some people will take advantage of this knowledge and to gain wealth or other things.
哦，那第三个哦，主耶稣啊不让我们知道他再来的那这个确切的时候。
The third reason that our Lord Jesus doesn't want us to know exactly when He will come again.
哦，是要让各个时代的信徒都盼望等候主的再来。
Is that He wants every generation of believers to look forward to His coming.
哦，不以啊地上的事为念。
And we should not only be mindful of the things of the world.
而以天上的事为念。
But be mindful of the things above.
好，我们看这个腓立比书的三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
三章十九节。
3 verse 19.
他们的结局就是沉沦。他们的神就是自己的肚腹，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。哦，这里告诉我们哦，啊，不要像哦这些敌基督的一样。
This verse tells us not to be like the Antichrist.
哦，他们是十字架上的仇敌呀、啊。
They are enemies of the cross.
哦，他们是以自己的肚腹啊为神的。
Their God is their stomach.
哦，就是啊，以这个物质好处啊啊的追求啊为他们的神呢、啊。
They only care about material pursuit.
哦，专以地上的事为念的。
And they are only mindful of the things below.
哦，所以主耶稣不让我们知道他再来的日子。
And that is why our Lord Jesus doesn't want anyone to know his second coming.
哦，就是要让我们呢，哦，与他们有所分别。
Our God wants us to set ourselves apart from these people.
哦，那经常。哦，来仰望他的再来，来思念天上的事情。
And we should be looking forward to his coming.
那到底呀、啊，耶稣什么时候来
？So when exactly will our Lord Jesus Christ come again?
哦，从这个马太福音的二十四章。
From Matthew chapter 24.
哦，他再来的征兆。
From the signs that are described in this chapter.
我们得到一个结论。
We can come to a conclusion.
耶稣再来的时候是想不到的时候。
Jesus will come at the time that we would least expect him to come.
什么叫做想不到的时候
？What does it mean to come at an unexpected time？
哎，就好像帖撒罗尼迦前书的五章那边所说的，人们正说平安稳妥的时候，这个就是想不到的时候了。
Just as 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 tells us that our Lord Jesus will come when people are complacent and not mindful of his coming.
哦，就好像是路加福音十七章那边所说的。
And just as Luke chapter 17 tells us.
哦，人们啊，照常进行买卖、耕种、建造、嫁娶的时候。
That people will continue to gain wealth, to marry and be married, and to indulge themselves.
好、哦。啊，也如同啊，哦，这个马太福音二十五章那边所说的。
And just as what is stated in Matthew 25.
哦，是这个油尽灯枯的时候啊。
It will be a time when the lamp runs out of the oil.
哦，啊，也是啊，哦，这个啊，最黑暗黑夜的时候。
It is also in the depth of the night.
哦，啊，这个大家都。哦，已经昏睡的时候。
It is when everyone is drowsy and asleep.
哦，那也如同啊啊，这个路加福音十二章那边所说的哈、哦、啊，大家认为啊主哦必迟到的时候。
And just as Luke chapter 12 tells us, it will be the time when everyone thinks that he would not be here.
哦，那也像马太福音二十四章所说的， 在大灾难最严重，主要为他的选民减少灾难的时候。
And just as Matthew 24 tells us, it will be the time when our Lord will reduce the tribulation that we would face.
在天国福音传遍全世界的时候。
It will be the time when the gospel will be spread throughout the world.
也如同启示录的十九章那边所说的。
And just as it stated in Revelation 19.
心腹预备好的时候。
It is the time when the new bride is fully prepared to meet the bridegroom.
就是得救的信徒、得救的教会完全的时候了。
It is at the perfection of his chosen people or his church.
这个就是想不到的时候。
This is the time that is the least expected.
也就是主要来的时候。
That is when the Lord will come again.
或许我们会说啊，传道，你能不能讲得更加的实际一点啊？
And perhaps you would say, Pastor, can you please be more concrete?
好，我们从马太福音二十四章啊。
Let's refer to Matthew 24.
好，在那边呢，我们可以做一个整理跟归纳。
We can try to organize that chapter into some detectable lessons.
好，让我们呢、啊。对主再来的这个预兆、有一个比较浅显的看见。
And then we will have more clarity regarding the Lord's second coming.
首先呢、从这个世界的层面来看。
First of all, in terms of things that will happen in this world.
第一个现象啊，就是啊，世人们哦，恶贯满盈啊。
The very first sign would be the fullness of people's sin in this world.
人心败坏了。
People's hearts are backsliding.
如同啊，这个神用洪水啊毁灭了世界。
Just as God had destroyed the world with a huge flood.
那个世代的人也是一样哦，充满着强暴跟败坏。
People of that generation were wicked. And full of violence.
这个是从世界上的层面来看。
So this is a sign of the world.
那再来，人心败坏。
Human hearts are also backsliding.
自私自利啊，只顾积攒钱财啊。
People are selfish and only care about accumulating wealth.
在这个世界上啊、有很多这样的人，这样的国家。
There are many people and countries who are like that.
以剥削、压榨为手段。
And they will extort people to their own advantage.
不顾穷人、的贫苦、
They will care less about poor people.
当然也造成了劳资之间的纠纷。
And they would cause strife among different classes of people.
贫富之间的悬殊差距。
And there will be a huge discrepancy between the wealthy and the poor.
这个也是我们目前这个世代所看得见的一个征兆。
And this is one of the signs we can see regarding the world that we're in.
那第三个从这个世界的层面来看。
From the perspective of the world.
但以理书的十二章。
Daniel chapter 12.
那边说直到末时必有多人来往奔跑，知识就必增长。
There will be a lot of people who will be flurrying around so that more knowledge will be gained.
我们在座有很多留学生、大概、这个经文、就、对我们很写实的。
And for all of us who have come to this country for a higher education, this verse or this sign is readily apparent.
为了这个求取 更高的学位、学问、到处留学、来往奔跑。
In other words, all of us who are here travel from afar and are here for a higher education.
人类知识的爆发、也是、这一两个世纪才有的。
The explosion of knowledge only comes about in the past century or so.
从这个电的发现。
From the discovery of electricity.
无线电的发明。
to the discovery of wireless spectrum.
哦，到现在哈，太空科技无远佛界。
And to space technology.
哦，无论是上天或是下海。
Regardless of whether it is things in the celestial level or things of the world.
哦，无论是研究这个啊，这个巨大的星体，或者是微小的这个原子。
Regardless of whether it is the humongous galaxies or the tiniest particles.
哦，人类都有这个长足的进步啊。
We have made great strides in our knowledge of them.
哦，人类的知识哦。突飞猛进。
Our knowledge advances rapidly.
哦，这也是末世的一个征兆。
This is another sign of the end time.
第四个。
The fourth sign.
哦，从这个世界的角度来看。
From the perspective of the world.
哦，这个马太二十四章告诉我们，就是战争的发生。
Matthew chapter 24 tells us there will be rampant wars.
哦，民攻打民，国攻打国啊。
People will attack people and nations against nations.
哦，虽然呢，哦，两次的世界大战以及冷战呢，都已经结束了。
Even though the two world wars and the Cold War had already concluded.
哦，但是啊，哦，这个各国啊，哦，或者是民族之间哦，种族之间的冲突啊，哦，时有所闻。
There are incessant struggles and tension and difficulties among nations and races.
哦，那再来第五个。
The fifth sign.
哦，就是灾难。
Is calamity.
哦，多处啊有饥荒、有瘟疫、有地震。
There are many places in the world that suffer from flood, earthquake, and other natural disasters.
哦，啊，这个哦，啊，不用多说，我们也都体会到。
And without further explanation, we have all experienced it to some degree.
哦，所以才会有哦那么多人对末日啊有兴趣哦，预言末日的来到。
And that is why many people take a lot of interest in prophecies of the last day.
哦，利用这个、哦、人们对啊这个灾祸的密集啊，而对末日的恐惧啊来发财啊。
There are some people who take advantage of the intensity of natural disasters and our pending fear about these things to their advantage.
哦，那第六个哦
，The sixth sign.
哦，从这个天象的变化
，from the change of weather.
哦，就如同啊，这个马太二十四章这里说哈、哦，说日头要变黑，月亮不放光，众星要从天上坠落，天势都要震动。
As Matthew 24 had clearly stated, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken.
哦，我们知道哈、哦，这个因为哦，这个污染哈、哦、的越来越严重。
We know that pollution is getting worse.
哦，人类的破坏，大自然的改变。
We have destroyed nature to a large extent.
哦，很多这个天气也变了，气候也不一样了。
Climates have changed and the weather has changed.
哦，那从这里我们也可以看到，哦啊，这个末日要来到的预兆。
From this, we can also see one of the signs of the end of the world.
哦，这是从世界的层面来看哦。
And these are the signs from the worldly perspective.
哦，那再来，我们从教会本身来看。
Now let us look at this from the perspective of the church.
马太二十四章那边也告诉我们。
Matthew 24 also tells us.
哦，在这个哦主耶稣再来之前呢、啊，哦会有这个假先知、假基督的出现。
There will be false prophets. And false Messiah before the day of the Lord comes. 哦，
啊，会有很多的异端会盛行啊。
Many heresies will come about.
哦，会有很多冒哦冒名的这个基督教的兴起啊。
Many false religions and denominations will arise.
哦，会有很多这个敌对基督的哦这个团体啊、哦、这个产生啊。
And many anti-Christ organizations will be formed.
哦，会有很多讥笑的人，哦，嘲笑的人呐、啊。
And there will be many people who would ridicule our religion.
哦，如果说今天不是世界末日啊。
If today is not the end of the world,
我看哦，很多人会嘲笑那个 Pastor Camping 哦。
I think many people will ridicule Pastor Camping.
那连带的也嘲笑哦啊信耶稣的人。
And these same people will also ridicule those who believe in God.
哦，我们会被一竿子啊，统统打翻掉。哦、
we will be generalized along with him.
哎，说仔细去想一想，这也是魔鬼的诡计。
And if you think about it carefully, this is one of the trickeries of Satan.
哦，要借着这种狼来的、狼来的这个谎言呢、啊，让哦世上的人呢、啊，哦对基督的信仰失去信心，哦甚至啊放弃。
Through lies, many people will be deceived and forsake their faith.
哦，那再来，人的心呢、啊、会偏向哦那些荒谬。的事情去啊、
The hearts of people will also be inclined towards empty philosophies and ideas.
喜欢一些、啊、奇奇怪怪的异端。
They will love strange teachings.
最近、啊、小弟有接触到一些、这个慕道朋友，甚至是、啊、主内的弟兄姐妹。
Recently, I have come across some truth seekers and even some of our church members.
他们对这个灵界的事情都很有兴趣啊。
Who are very interested in spiritual things.
哎，这个哦，听说天国是怎么样，地狱是怎么样。
And these people tell me, well, what is heaven or hell actually like?
哎，传到市面上啊，有一些书啊，说哦，他们啊经历过天国地狱啊。
Oh, Pastor, there's a book that came out not too long ago describing what heaven is like.
哦，说还有一本书叫做《通往灵界的科学家》。
And there is also a book regarding a scientist who went to the spiritual realm.
哦，这个作者啊是在牛顿那个时代的人呐、啊。
And the author of this book could be dated all the way back to the age of Newton.
哦，他有很多这个属灵的经历，他上过天堂，下过地狱啊。
And he had many spiritual experiences in hell and also in heaven.
哦，他主张啊说，要透过他的教导哈、哦，才能够啊。得到这个永生。
And this author believes that we must receive teachings through him to receive eternal life.
哦，这个正是新世纪运动的毒素。
And this is one of the many poisons of the New Age movement.
哦，要透过这个所谓的灵界的大师啊，哦的这个引导，才能够认识神。
One of the fallacies of the New Age movement is that we have to know God through these gurus.
这是不对的、哦、
This is incorrect.
我们就只有一个中保，就是耶稣、啊、
We only have one mediator who is our Lord Jesus Christ.
神的启示已经全备了。
God's revelation is complete.
不需要再有任何的补充的。
We do not need any addendum to God's revelation.
神把真理、啊、一次完全的交付给我们了。
God has entrusted the entire truth to us once and for all.
哦，不需要再有人来补充了。
We do not need anyone to add to it.
哦，那也有一些弟兄姐妹问哦。
So some brothers and sisters ask me.
哦，神为什么要造人呢？
Why is it that God creates humans?
那神如果预先知道，哦。人会犯罪，他为什么要造分别善恶树、啊、
？If God foreknew that men are going to sin, why is it that He created the tree of good and evil?
所以可见、哦、神的预知啊，是建立在他的预定的前提之下。
And so it appears that God's foreknowledge is established upon His.Prediction of the future.
我们人呢、啊，哦，几分之秒要做什么，几分之秒会怎么样，几分之秒会什么，啊，老早就预定好了啦。
And so it appears that God foreknew that we are going to do a certain thing at a certain time in our life.
哦，人没有自由意志的。
We do not have any free will to run our own lives.
人哦，只是被神玩弄在鼓掌之间的傀儡。
We are only puppets that God plays in His hands.
哦，哎，有人这样的说法哦。
There are some people who claim that.
哦，哎，所以他们反对了。哦，他们说圣经里头啊有很多的神后悔啦。
And so these people also say that God regrets.
神后悔造人了，神后悔不再降灾了。
God regrets creating humankind, or God regrets sending calamity upon humans.
哦，所以他们反对啊这种哦建立在啊神的预知啊是建立在神的预定的这种说法哦，而变成另外一种极端。
And so since they believe that God's predestination overrides human free will, they have entered into an extreme perspective about the faith.
变成高举人的自由意志。
There are other people who veer on the other side and claim that humans have absolute free will.
人的自由意志可以改变神的预定。
And these people claim that our free will is able to influence or to impact the sovereignty of God.
哦，所以既然呢，神都没有预定，那当然神也不可能预知的。
And so if God has not predetermined our life, there is no way for him to foreknow what our life is like.
换句话说，神不是全能的。
In other words, God is not omnipotent in their thinking.
哦，我们想想看哦，这些异端啊，何等的可怕
！Think about that; these are scary heresies.
哦，连那个最基本的共性之道，神是全能的神，都要推翻掉。
These people even try to overturn the basic tenets of our belief that God is omnipotent.
哦，但是这样的学说哦，这样的异端啊，却普遍受到人的欢迎。
But such philosophies or heresies are popularly accepted.
哦，在神学上有一个名词叫做开放神学。
And there is a term for it that is known as open theology.
这些都是异端哦，很可怕。
These are heresies.
哦，哎，这是我们从教会的层面可以看到的乱象。
And this is what we can see from the perspective of the church.
哦，再来我们从属灵的层面来看。
Then from a spiritual perspective,
哦，主再来的日子之前呢
？Before our Lord Jesus comes again,
哦，在属灵的层面，一定第一个就是晚雨圣灵降临。
The latter rain will fall.
好，我们现在也都领受到晚雨圣灵了。
In other words, we have received the Holy Spirit of the latter day.
哦，第二个就是。福音要广传到全世界。
Secondly, the gospel will be spread throughout the world.
哦，今天呢，我们还在努力。
Today, we are still forging towards this goal.
哦，那第三个在灵界里头的。
The third sign in the spiritual realm.
就是心腹要预备好了。
Is that we as the bride needs to get ourselves ready.
哦，得救的信徒，得救的教会要完全。
The new bride or the church must be perfectly ready for the groom.
哦，那主耶稣才再来。
Then our Lord Jesus will come again.
哦，所以我们再一次的从这个马太福音的24章，哦，我们比较实际的，哦，从世界的层面，从教会的层面，从灵界的层面，啊，来看主再来的这个日子。
So from Matthew 24, we have seen the different signs of the end times from the perspective of the world, of the church, and of the spiritual realm.
哦，我们得知主再来的日子近了。
And we know that the day of the Lord is approaching.
哦，但是哪一天我们不晓得。
But we do not know exactly when it will come.
哦，只知道在那个想不到的时候了。
We only know that he will come at an unexpected moment.
已经近了。
It is near.
哦，所以我们应当要哦警醒预备啊。
And so we must be watchful and prepare ourselves.
要保守圣洁。
We must keep ourselves holy.
哦，要忠心事主。
And to faithfully serve our Lord.
哦，要彼此相爱。
And to love each other.
哦，要不停聚会。
And we must not cease having service together.
哦，要持守我们所拥有的。
And we must uphold all that we have already owned.
哦，要广传福音啊。
We must spread the gospel widely.
哦，来预备等候主的再临。
So that we are prepared for the Lord's second coming.
哦，所以我们从圣经里头来认识主再来的日子。
So we have understood the coming of the Lord from the Bible.
希望就借此能够帮助我们弟兄姐妹不至于受迷惑。
Let us not be confused.
听信说什么时候主要再来。
And be deceived as to when the Lord will come again.
但也不至于不预备不警醒。
But on the other hand, we will not be unprepared for the Lord's second coming.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们再来唱诗。85首。
Let's sing hymn 85 during a chapel.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray in one accord.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。